2.16 Part 2
Are there any gadgets you'd like to ban?
Well, I don't know whether I'd ban it, but I'd certainly like to... And this is a... You wouldn't expect me to say this, probably, but I would like manufacturers to stop making things with remote controls. I don't know what was going on with that. I mean, the idea, just take a television. If you can't be bothered to get up and walk 6 feet to turn over the channel, you don't deserve a television, you know. Okay, if you're disabled or something like that, then that's different. But for the general members of the public, sitting there and just flicking around the channels, that, I think, has been disastrous for our attention spans. Because people are so impatient. They want things immediately. They want entertainment. They want everything instantly. And I think the remote control was the beginning of this. And the worst thing about remote controls is that because they have them for everything, you go into somebody's house and they say, oh, just watch television, or we're going out now. I went to someone's house once and they went out and there was a football match I really wanted to watch. And they had a great big television. And there were five remote controls sitting on this table. One was for the stereo, one was for the VCR, one was for the... all these things. And I didn't know which remote control worked what. And I missed the entire football match because I couldn't turn on the television and watch it. It was on BBC One. It was on our main, you know, terrestrial channel, and I couldn't watch it. And from then on, I've had it in for remote controls.
Do you ever feel nostalgic for simpler times when there was less technology?
I do. I feel very nostalgic for... I think it's something that you have to be careful of, because I think it's something to watch as we get older. We can become nostalgic just for the sake of it, and we can go, oh, I remember. Because I remember, you know, when I was going to school, television, there was no television in the daytime. And in a way, I'm sort of nostalgic for the fact that there was so little television. I read a while ago that in Iceland, in the possibly the 70s or 80s, they had no television at all on Thursdays because there wasn't enough power or whatever to deal with it. And I thought that was a fantastic idea that we should introduce. We should have a day of the week where there's no television, because everyone would have to go to the theatre, they'd have to go around their friends' houses, make their own entertainment, all of that sort of stuff.
How do you imagine the future? Do you think we'll become more dependent on technology, or do you think there will be a backlash against it?
I don't think there'll be a backlash against technology. I think we'll keep on growing and we'll keep wanting more and more. But I can foresee a time, maybe not in my lifetime, where there's a kind of a meltdown where we simply can't cope anymore. The internet kind of explodes or whatever. I don't even know how it works, but it gets full up and starts to overflow. Or satellites bash into each other, or all the things that we rely on, computer, all the things that we build our whole system around. They were predicting it a bit in 2000, weren't they, when in 1999 they thought things couldn't cope, they were wrong. But I do think there may well be a kind of meltdown, and then we'll have to rely on people with simple skills, and farmers, and people that can grow things, build things, make things, will be the new heroes.